Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Attention! It's the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. Yeah, hi there. Fun, okay. Good time scrolling, installing. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning except for yesterday. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End, Nerd Talk and the Full 90 Extra Time Podcast. And I'm ready to make some silly jokes. I'm sure you're not ready for them, though, because they will not be good, just silly. All right. Whew. I'm riding a high. I've had a chance to sit down with Jason, the drummer from Presidents of the United States of America, a band that I grew up listening to. And then for them to be based out of Seattle is so fun. And then for them to be now, I guess defunct is the word. They don't do anything anymore. Boom. Suddenly it's been 25 years since that debut album came out. And they're finally going to get around, get their act together, and release it on vinyl. I say that tongue-in-cheek because that was their words. I'm going to play a clip from talking to Jason here. It's just part of the longer conversation that I won't put the whole thing in, but you can go to 1077theend.com and check it out on my blog there. So with Jason Finn from the Presidents.
How exciting.
Yeah. I always thought that the Presidents of the United States of America were like as unique and maybe weird is the word compared to the rest of the musical landscape as Seattle was to the rest of America. Like a good fit, I guess that's apropos, right? Then I went back to that Dumb and Dumber soundtrack this morning and started like going through that. And I was like, no. That was selective memory I have because there's a lot of fun and strange music back in the early 90s.
There sure is. I mean, we're sort of medium weird, I guess.
Medium weird. That's great.
Yeah, it gets way weirder than us.
The Presidents of the United States of America, full name, are one of the raddest bands to put our gloomy city on the map. They plugged in the old light bulb this week and came back to life just for a moment here. I'm stoked to have drummer Jason Finn in studio. Good morning.
Yes, good morning to you, Gregor. Good to see the new digs here.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day. Let's drink some coffee.
I'm into this idea.
Yeah.
I saw, I was combing through the YouTube comments. This is a dangerous game that you can play, right?
You do not want to do that. Yeah, for which video?
I was watching for Peaches.
Uh-huh.
Because, first of all, I want to know, was Peaches filmed in Volunteer Park?
No, unfortunately, Lump was filmed in the Arboretum here in Seattle.
Okay.
But Peaches was in L.A.
All right.
Because, spoiler alert, you can't hire ninjas in Seattle.
What?
In L.A., there were multiple options for hiring ninjas. So,
is this a real thing?
It's an actual thing.
Oh, my God.
There's a ninja fight at the end of this video.
No, I remember that part,
but,
sure.
But I remember clearly... The producer, she was looking at her clipboard and okay, I think we're going with this second ninja place, right? Okay.
It's like multiple.
Swear to God. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's exciting. Well, yeah. So I'm going through these comments, right? And I found it really hit me. The Presidents were uncool guys being cool before it was cool to be an uncool guy being cool.
Oh, I love that comment. Now, thank you for doing this work for me. Going through the thread, point that one out. That's it.
I think it fits well. I think that guy nailed it right there.
Yeah.
So, okay, 25 years since the self-titled record
came
out. That is a literal generation, which is awesome that people have had that long to sit with this. Triple platinum. Never got released on vinyl. Now, we can correct that, obviously, now.
Yes.
That's what you're here for this Kickstarter campaign. But give us a little context here. Like, what happened? Like, was anyone releasing records at the time that?
This is actually, I love talking about this. 1995, when our debut record came out, was just a weird time when CDs were still... We didn't have this term yet, but they were the new hotness.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So everybody was like, we're ditching our cassettes. We're throwing away our turntables. These things are amazing. You can play them in your car. We were on this Columbia Records. I mean, an enormous global company. And literally none of these thousands of people, it didn't even occur to them to put out a vinyl edition of this thing. Years later, we sort of came to our senses and then... it took us another 15 years to actually get organized on it.
Jason Finn from Presidents of the United States of America in studio.
Okay, so you've launched a Kickstarter for the release.
Yeah.
Well, why do it yourself? Like, do you own the rights to everything? Can you do it yourself without much complication?
We've been talking for literally for a decade about, oh, God, we got to get some vinyl out on this thing. And we're just able to do it direct to you people, the universe. It's not really a dollars and cents thing so much as a piece we feel like needs to be out there. Because, among other things, everyone is coming back around on vinyl. So so let's, what better time than now? And Kickstarter's really fun, it turns out.
It's a lot of work, I'm sure, also, though.
Well, I'm kind of chronically underemployed. So, you know, here I am.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What's included? Yeah. Like, what are the... With Kickstarter, oftentimes you can get, like, if I donate 10 bucks, you give me a high five.
Sure. We do not have the $10 high five tier at this time. It seems like we should add that, though, right? That sounds amazing. We... obviously, everybody gets a digital version if you don't have that already. It's a very cool splash. It's like a white vinyl with splashes of green and bronze, so it kind of comes out kind of greenish. There's a poster. There's a poster, which is the cover art. That's an 11 by 11. You can just slap that up on your wall without ruining your jacket. And then, you know, if it's 2 years from now and you see this record in a store, which you probably will, it's just going to be the regular, you know, we're going to make like a just regular vinyl version that's going to be, given our track record, I wouldn't hold my breath. I'm saying next year, and by next year, I could mean
50th anniversary.
Yeah, exactly right. That is our level of dedication and organization.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we're calling this the 25-year anniversary edition. It's really just the edition that we finally got organized on it. And
tell us where to go to buy a copy to pre-order the copy.
Yeah. Okay. So you can find all this stuff. This campaign's going to run for about another 3.5 weeks. Obviously, our website, presidentsrock.com. Obviously, find us on Instagram. Find us on Twitter at The Real Pusa. But if you just went to Kickstarter right now, we are literally on the front page of Kickstarter right now because we are crushing it. I don't know how long that's going to last. So right now would be a good time, everyone.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay, so presidentsrock.com is the easiest way to get started, or go to Kickstarter and just look for that.
Yeah, that's right. Any combination of that in your phone or laptop or other internet-enabled device.
Jason, let's keep this conversation going. We'll take it online at 1077theend.com. Thanks so much for coming in today, though.
Thanks, Gregor.
Yeah. Sad zoo news. Anytime you have an animal prison, I don't think they enjoy having it called that. Anytime you have a place where animals are kept in captivity, sometimes born there, they're going to have the sad state that they're going to pass, just like having a pet, a dog or a cat or a chinchilla or whatever it is. At some point they go, and it's real sad. And I can only imagine that if it was the longest living ever animal in captivity, longest ever, oldest? I can't remember what the term was. Oh, it's one of the oldest captive animals held in America and born right here in the Woodland Park Zoo. Well, sadly, an orangutan has passed.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
This is so sad. The oldest animal at the Woodland Park Zoo passed away yesterday. Chinta, the orangutan, made it just one day short of her 52nd birthday, says ComoNews.com. That means today would have been her birthday. How sad. Born at the zoo back in 1968, she spent the entirety of her life here in Seattle. She had a twin brother who passed away several years ago as well. Down south at Point Defiance Zoo, the Asian elephant Hinoko had to be euthanized due to seriously declining health. Oh, man, what a bummer to everybody involved, the animals, the animal family, the caretakers. Oh, hang in there. Thanks a lot for the text from the 360 to point that out to. Oh, man, it just keeps getting worse for Boeing. This time someone found debris forgotten in the wing fuel tanks of several undelivered MAX jets, says SeattleTimes.com.
Yikes!
They'll be inspecting all the other as-yet-delivered planes, obviously. I mean, what else are those jets doing right now? I mean, maybe seriously, it could mean some hours for someone whose job might be at risk? I don't know, silver lining? Is it a reach? We'll see.
You just got news.
Have you gotten your Girl Scout cookies yet? Have they showed up? Did you get Thin Mints? That's where I'm at. I love the Thin Mints. But also, I've got this thing where my health isn't great. and the medical professionals are like, you got to do something about that. And so I feel like seeing these boxes of Girl Scout cookies pop up, I got to email a person about them. Seeing these boxes of Girl Scout cookies pop up everywhere, I want that. I had two yesterday. Two cookies, not sleeves, like normal. And now I want as many as I can get. When do they get delivered? Do you know that? When do I start getting hounded outside of grocery stores by poor girls in the rain? That thing yesterday where the Boy Scouts are filing for bankruptcy protection because there's too many people filing lawsuits about the... Boy, that is depressing. I was a scout when I was a kid. I didn't really like it very much, but I wish I had kept it up. Well, I'm glad I beeped that. Oh boy, I wish I had continued scouting because you learn how to do cool stuff and like do wilderness stuff and survival things. Maybe my boy will do it. And we can go out and have some fun together doing that. And well, I mean, if it exists still. That was crazy. The fact that they're preemptively expecting more and more lawsuits about inappropriate abuses from, what do you call them, adults to children. They're expecting more of those to come. Yikes! You know, the Girl Scouts are really cool because they teach girls, and I think boys too now, I think they're allowed to be in there. Anyway, they teach girls how to be entrepreneurs and how to be successful in a male-dominated world. That's pretty neat. I think the Boy Scouts are more about the, I might be wrong too, I just don't, maybe I don't remember it well, but the Boy Scouts are more about spending time out in the wilderness and learning survival skills. It's interesting how the different takes from two things called Scouts. Okay, well, anyway. That was a weird transition. I'm pretty leery about how the robots are going to take everything over because, you know, what, like a decade, maybe two, the computers will be as powerful as our own brains. And then we're just feeding them all the information about ourselves with our smartphones, specifically the ones with facial detection software. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Because we can't be trusted with our own technology, some Japanese company went and engineered a smartphone that won't let you take naked selfies. Oh good, now my phone is judging my nude body too. Wait a second, if it scans you enough to know that your dongle is showing, then what's to stop it from uploading that scan to a database? And what's that password?
It's a trap!
Rocket company SpaceX announced that they will be sending regular non-NASA humans to space as soon as next year. I know it'll be hella spendy, but just stop paying your Seattle rent now and you'll be able to afford it in no time. And finally, we live in a weird time where facial recognition software is everywhere, like maybe even in your pocket to unlock your smartphone. Definitely not building a database for tracking purposes for the robots in a few years.
Negative.
But we're also simultaneously worried about inhaling airborne viruses from China.
China.
Or maybe from the ground squirrels or the defrosting thousand-year-old ice tubes. Introducing Resting Risk Face. It's a U.S. company that'll print your face onto a mask that will also filter out coronavirus. Need to access your phone to check them mentions but don't want to inhale death? Resting Risk Face. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Hey, thanks for sitting through a long episode of the End of the Show. Gregor's End of the Show. Appreciate it. Normally, I don't have a 6-minute interview that I drop in the middle, so my bad. But also, have fun, right? That guy's so cool. Go and listen to the full Jason Finn interview now at 1077theend.com. Okay, bye.
The end of the end of the show. The end of the end of the show.
The end of the show.
The end of the show.
Thanks.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.